Shame space.
Welcome to Shame Space. This is our moment to admit to things we may have got wrong, but also to answer some questions. Woo. So mainly ones that we pose to ourselves. In fact, all ones that we pose to ourselves. So this week we have been doing Star Trek The Next Generation, Season 2, Episode 10, The Dauphin. Not Dauphinoise, but a small girl who was a bear who had to take over some planet or something. I forget. Anyway, the dulcet tones of Claire's laugh in the background indicate that she is present.
Indeed I am.
Would you like to enlighten probably about one listener? I'm sure everyone else knew which came first. The chicken or the Star Wars?
Yes, the chicken or the Star Wars. That's the proverb we all know. Exactly. we were posturing in the episode about which came first, because we don't know. We do now, because I'm about to tell you, but we didn't know at the time which was first. And so I've had a little look, and it was, drum rolls, Star Trek.
Hey, you did guess Star Trek, so.
I did guess Star Trek because I've seen clips of it, as I mentioned in the episode. I've seen clips and it does look a little more dated. It came out in 1966. Ah. And it was, because we were wondering about this as well, it was a TV series first. So what is called Star Trek, like the original now, was the TV series that came out in 1966, which ran for three series and then I think was cancelled, and I don't know why. I didn't look into that bit so much. And the first Star Wars film that was released, so obviously they're all in the wrong order, but the first one that was released in our timeline was released in 1977, and that was A New Hope. So they were 11 years separate.
Okay, so quite a big gap.
Quite a big gap, yeah. And that obviously started as a film.
Exactly. And then all the other shit came with it. Sorry.
All the shit.
So I mentioned the actress who played the teenage girl version of the nanny, I guess, who she was. Monitor lady. And I said I recognised her, and I think she was in Twin Peaks and Riverdale, and she was. I was correct. She's got a name I'm not quite sure how to pronounce, so apologies. I think it's might be Madchen Amick, but it's M-A with an umlaut, D-C-H-E-N. So Madchen Amick?
Madchen. Hang on, say that again. So it's How is it spelled?
M-A with an umlaut, D-C-H-E-N.
That's really interesting. That's an amazing name.
Yeah,
I'm sure Mädchen means girl in German.
Mädchen Amick. Yeah, that's her name.
That's a cool name.
She's cool, yeah. So she was Alice Cooper, lol, in Riverdale, which was Betty Cooper's mum, if you remember that.
I think you did say that.
I did say that. And also she's Shelley Johnson in the original Twin Peaks, who I think... I can't remember who she was. She might have been a waitress. But
I haven't seen Twin Peaks. I
haven't seen the original.
I haven't seen any.
Pretty batshit. I quite liked it, but it's batshit. So I also mentioned, we also went off on a little tangent about small towns with no sunlight. And it's because we were talking about the planet. Half the planet was in darkness and half the planet was in light. And I was right and wrong. So, so the small town wasn't in Switzerland. It was in Norway.
Okay.
And I think it's called... Rjukan, R-J-U-K-A-N, however you pronounce that.
Rjukan, probably.
Rjukan, yeah. And basically, yeah, so half of the year, the town is in shade because the sun doesn't reach it. So they built mirrors which reflect the sun. And it reflects the sun not to the whole of the town, but just to the town square. So people come into the town square and then walk around and they get some sunlight every day.
That's so clever.
It's really cool. There's an article in The Guardian about it. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
So the whole town is like in darkness because of the mountains or something?
Yeah, it's not pitch black. It's just in shade because it doesn't get sunlight. So it's just in shade for the winter.
Hang on. You said it's Norwegian, so is there's other mountains in Norway? No, there's not, because there's fjords, aren't there?
Of course there's mountains in Norway. You can go skiing. I've been skiing.
I don't know. I've never been to Norway. I'd love to go to Norway.
Norway is incredibly mountainous.
Is it?
Yes.
And I mean, I know that mountains have nothing to do with fjords, but I know that Norway is known for its fjords.
It definitely has.
Obviously, at the sea.
But fjords are also on, shows us that there is height if it's a fjord. Like, it's not going to be it's quite high. So the land.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, it's just like a beach. So it's cliffs.
Are there other cliffs? Okay. I just know that Slarty Bartfoss designed them.
Yes, which is a reference to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, nerds out there.
You mean it's not true?
It's very true. So, yes, I have been skiing in Norway. I can confirm there are mountains.
I didn't know that. I learn something every week.
But, yeah, I mean, the top of Norway, Sweden and Finland, I think they're all quite mountainous at the top up there.
I have no idea.
The top of the legs.
Up there somewhere.
The tight bits. Yeah, definitely mountains in Norway, and this small town is in one of the valley bits of the mountains.
So that is such a clever way of dealing with it, though. That's so, I wonder who came up with that.
It's really inventive, isn't it?
Yeah. Very clever.
And then the last thing I have to say, I don't know if you have anything else to add, but I was talking about the first, we're talking about how Star Trek was groundbreaking in that it had its first interracial kiss. And then I was talking about the first lesbian kiss we know is in Brookside. Now, the first lesbian relationship I mentioned, I thought it was Buffy. It's not Buffy.
Oh.
Buffy, I think, was an important one for the community. But the first lesbian relationship was in Heartbeat in 1988.
Get in.
Which was before the first lesbian kiss. So I think it was a nurse. She was a lesbian in a relationship, but they never kissed. So there
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So the relationship was there before Kiss was on TV.
Well, it used to be, I mean, being a lesbian was never illegal, whereas being a gay man was. So because they just basically thought, you know, women are just women, just let them get on with it kind of thing. So I think men probably didn't actually establish it as a thing until 1988.
I do think it's like hilarious that it was never, I mean, obviously it's horrific that being gay was ever illegal, but the fact that being a lesbian wasn't,
I find that quite
funny.
Women weren't as important. They were like, oh, they're just you know, spinsters living together.
Yeah, they just thought we were so innocent that women could never be like that.
Which is great.
I just find that so weird.
It's great for women at the time, though, that they could get away
with
it.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's ridiculous. So
yeah. So, it's fascinating, though, that was so... When was that, 1988, you said?
Yeah, so that was the first lesbian relationship, but they didn't kiss. So they were just in a lesbian relationship.
And then the first lesbian kiss on telly was after that, was it?
It was Brookside, so I think Brookside. That was 90-something, 91, 92 or something. So it wasn't that far afterwards, I think.
Because it was Star Trek that had... It was the original TV series.
Yeah, which was
incredible. And that was in 1968, first interracial kiss.
Which is late.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all late.
It's all late, really.
It's all very late.
But it was a pretty groundbreaking series. I had one thing to add, because I've looked this up. The pronunciation of the potatoes that we were talking about.
Really, really important point from the episode, guys.
It is very, very important.
Oh, am I right? I said dauphinoise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, dauphinoise or dauphinoise sometimes.
Ah, okay.
Dauphinoise is what Google says.
See, I would say dauphinoise, but maybe
I'd say dauphinoise as well. Or dauphinoise. But apparently it is... We were more chatting about the end of the word, whether that was audible or not.
Also, just to let champagne drinkers out there know, I know this because my friend used to work for them. It's pronounced Moet, not Moe.
Well, Catherine Ryan has recently done an advert for them where she says it's pronounced Moet.
It's Moët. I think people used to say Moët because it does sound posher.
It's probably because we've bastardised the language. We saw it written down and assumed that because it was French,
Moët.
It was Moët.
Moët.
Because we bastardise every language we come across.
That we do, Claire. Oh, I didn't research it and I still want to know, so I might look it up afterwards. But and I do this as well. I think I do this more than you, but we were gently taking the mick out of American pronunciation words. And we were saying Craig, they pronounce as Craig.
Like yes. Egg. Oh, it's so annoying.
Craig's List. And we were wondering who Craig was. And
yeah.
Whether he was okay and if he ever, you know, finished his list.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder whether it was as important as Schindler's List or whether it was just like a shopping list.
Well, I think so. Craigslist is like Gumtree, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of thing. But yeah. Who's Craig?
Don't know.
Craig.
I mean, to be honest, it also pisses us off how they call Cinnamon Grahams.
Grahams.
Graham crackers. Graham crackers. There's two E's in there and there's an H.
Maybe Graham. They just don't have time, Claire. They're too busy.
Maybe they're just in a rush.
All the
I don't
time.
Have time for all these vowels. They would not get on with Welsh, would they?
Anywho, let's end it there, guys.
I think we should.
We hope you're doing well. We're almost at the end of lockdown and most of us are still fucked. But it's great to you know, chat. It's nice to see you, Claire, even though it's virtually
through a screen.
We'll be together again.
I feel like we should probably apologize for our
future
joyousness at being in person when we recorded this.
Oh yes, I'm so sorry, guys. We did say we're together, and we released
because that's the time
before.
We were. Yeah.
Just to let everyone know, we didn't break lockdown to record it.
No.
We did that before lockdown. Sometimes we record episodes in advance. It's a secret. It's going to be fine. I've already got some of my Christmas decorations up because I need a little bit of joy in the world.
I mean, I'm hungover today because I needed to drink desperately yesterday.
I'm about to drink and have fajitas and do a Zoom quiz because Zoom quizzes are back, everyone. Fucking hell.
Yay.
So we'll see you tomorrow. Claire, what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we're going to Denmark.
tack. That's literally what I mean. We are watching Borgen. So it's political, which is confusing. It's in Danish, which is confusing. It's a random episode, which is triply confusing. So
can't be confused with us.
Exactly. This was a big show. I enjoyed recording the episode, as you will hear tomorrow. Have a great weekend, guys, or what's left of it. And we'll see you tomorrow for our brand new episode.
If you're looking for something to do, if you're lost on a Sunday and lost at your wit's end, looking desperately for something to do, why not write us a lovely review? Why not rate? Give us some stars, 5. Why not subscribe so that you don't have to go searching for these episodes? They'll just appear on your phone or your computer or wherever you put your podcasts. Personally, I love to put them in a little box. But why not do that? Why not find us on all the social media? Why not follow us on Twitter at Random Telly Pod? Why not follow us on Instagram at Random Television? Why not send us a lovely email? randomtelevision@gmail.com.
Skip to the end.
Skip to the end. I'm at the end.
Yay! Love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.